God promises to hear our prayers when we uplift them. So knowing that that is his promise, we now rise as you are able to share these prayers in confidence that God will hear them and answer them according to his timing and his purposes. Almighty Creator, you give new life to your people. We pray today that you would renew us this Lenten season. We acknowledge that apart from Christ, we are dead in our trespasses and sins. Receiving Christ today, we desire to now live as your workmanship as we live our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Creator, you provide our daily bread. We pray for a heart of contentment and thanksgiving. Keep us from grumbling, complaining, and being impatient. By the power of your Holy Spirit, give us hearts to care for the people you have placed in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty Creator, your people Israel humbled themselves by looking to the snake on a pole when they realized that they had sinned. We ask that you would do the same for us. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see our frailty and faults so that we can then look to Jesus for health and restoration. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty Creator and Preserver, we uplift those who are sick, sorrowing, and struggling from the challenges that come in life. Lord, today we uplift the Filbert family as John has transitioned to Regent care. Guard and protect him and the family in this time of transition, and give them hope of your presence, both with John and them. Lord, also for the Durling family as they care for Chandler today, who has had an injury playing basketball. For Anna, that you would be with her with some health concerns. Lord, that you would bless the movements and activities of Lindy, especially guard her heart as she is mourning the loss of her mother, Cynthia. Smooth out all the details for Lindy, Lord, and allow her and let her know that your presence reaches her and that your love reaches her as well today. Lord, for those others that we mentioned today, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Karen, Mike, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Oscar, Mal, Glenn, Kathy, Janet, Bruce, Brad, Phil, Libby, John, and Vern. Give them certainty today that you so love the world that you gave your only Son. Bring them peace and patience. And we do pray that you would, at the right time, in the way you know best, deliver them from their suffering. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, you are rich in mercy, so we place ourselves and all these for whom we pray into your loving hands. Through Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.